Bam, Jason Waller here with the Bam Podcast. That's right, Business and Money Podcast. You want to make money? You want to conquer business? You want to go ahead and get that mindset right to take you to the next level and level up? You got to listen to the show. We're going to have all kinds of guests on there, billionaires, millionaires, athletes, actors, you name it. We're going to have them on here. They're going to be talking about their success, their struggles, their life, their hardship. I'm going to talk about my success, my struggle, my life, my hardship. So tune in. Bam. Bam, Jason Waller here with the Bam Podcast. That's business, attitude, and money. That's right. Everything we love, right? We love to run a business. We love to have some attitude, and we like to make that money, right? That's what it's talking about right now. So today's show is going to be about the difference between confidence versus arrogance, right? I have a shirt made for the Bam Podcast that says, the difference between confidence and arrogance is a fine line, and I like to ride it. And that could not be more true. Think about this. Confidence, you need as much confidence as you can when you walk into a building to negotiate, when you walk into a place to perform to be the number one draft pick or to compete on a football team or a job interview or to ask somebody out. Confidence is sexy. Confidence is swagger. Confidence builds credibility. It allows you to be all you can be. And when you're not confident, you seem weak. How many times that some of you single folks out there, you'll see a hot chick, she's a 10, but she's super insecure. She's worried about her lips. She's worried about her ears. She's worried about her boobs. She's worried about all this other stuff that doesn't matter. And all of a sudden she goes from a 10 to a 7. And then you see this girl who's a 7, but she's like, I feel sexy. I love myself. I'm gonna wear a 2-piece. I don't care what anybody thinks. And you're like, damn, she's like a 9 because she's confident. Women think the same thing of men, right? You have a man walk in. I always go back to grown-ups where the guy's all buff and he walks up when the ladies are there at the pool. And then he's like, hey guys, how are you guys doing? Like they start laughing. I almost think of lack of confidence as like that. When you come across as you look, you have the looks, but you don't have the confidence, you lose the credibility. And I think ladies know that too. When they see men, they're like, dude, like that guy's insecure. That guy's nervous. That guy doesn't believe in himself. That guy is, you know, has issues of trying too hard or being a sweat, right? Like it's, I always think like cool kids don't have to try to be cool. There are too many people out there that try so hard to be cool. Like they're over trying. They're just sweats. Like they want to fit in. They want this. They want the attention. They don't know how to act. They can't, they have to be around people. Here's how you know you're fucking cool. Here's how you know you're confident. The people that you hang out with in life, are most of them financially less secure than you or financially more secure than you? The people you hang out with in life, are most of them happier in life than you or more depressed in life than you? And I ask this question because I have some friends, and I won't name names, that only hang out with people that they feel is less than them. Think about that. Some of you might be those fucking people. I hope not. But they want to hang out with couples that will kiss their ass. Couples or people that will empower them and put them on a shelf. That they feel more relevant, more important, just better than. They want to feel like I'm the big swinging dick in the room, right? I get that. I understand that. I know people. I have people I'm close to, that's all they like to hang out with. Like they just don't want to surround themselves with people better, smarter, more wise, more intelligent, better looking, more money. Like they don't because they're insecure. How many women out there struggle with, I don't want to hang out with her. She's too pretty. What? Why? Like that'll inspire you to be prettier. I don't want to hang out with that person. Like, you know, she's too skinny. Well, what'll inspire you to be skinnier? Like, it happens all the time and it's called insecurity, right? So I feel that when we're navigating through life or business, when you have confidence, you don't give a shit if someone has more than you or less than you. I personally like to try to hang out as much as possible with people that have more than me. Why? Because I aspire in a good way. I have good envy of like, oh, I have things to look up to, things to chase, things to admire, and I don't feel douchey. Sometimes when I hang out with people that don't understand my life or don't understand my lifestyle or don't have the same things as me, I feel douchey talking about certain things. Oh, we flew here private, or oh, we did this. Like, they can't relate and it feels socially awkward. But when I talk to people in the same realm or better, it's like they can relate. And I don't ever try to make people feel douchey when they're talking about stuff like that. I'm like, ask quite like, hell yeah. Like, I think it's cool, right? I admire it. I'm like, dude, yeah, I want to get to that level. I always want to level up. And I challenge everybody else out there, you're going to want to level up. But in order to level up, you got to surround yourself with people that sometimes are higher level than you. And that's important. Now, I'm not saying judge people just based on their status or their looks. It's not what I'm saying. So don't twist up my words. What I'm saying is you have to really pay attention to everybody you hang out with. It can't be the same kind of group. You have to mix it up and you have to be around people that will push you, that will challenge you, that will make you aspire to be better, that are better than you at something. Maybe they're better than you. You're in sports and they're better than you at sports. Maybe you're in real estate and they're better than you at real estate. Maybe you're in business and they're more successful in business. Maybe you're in fitness and they're buffer better in fitness. You want to surround yourself with people that are better than you. Not always, but sometimes to a lot of times. Because when you only surround yourself with people less than, you don't have anything to chase. You get complacent. You almost become arrogant. You seem arrogant. See, I have a knack of being around people, billionaires, millionaires, athletes, movie stars, whatever, right? Celebrities, doesn't matter. I still act. They get the same fucking Jason. They don't get hey, nice to meet you, Mark Wahlberg. No, like, what's up? Like, fuck that. I'm Jason Wall. You Mark? Great. Nice to meet you. Pound it, right? Like, you have to be, if you're a cool kid, you don't have to try. And if you have confidence, you don't have to try. People like that better. You know, I got to do the TV commercial twice with Barry Sanders, hang out with him, do golf. Love that guy. He's like my hero as a kid, like favorite football player of all time. Like, of course I was a little giddy when I got to meet him for the first time. Of course I was a little giddy when I got to do a commercial with him. I was like, holy shit, I'm going to do a commercial with Barry Sanders. But I didn't show him that side of me. I went in like, hey, Barry, that had like treated him normal and admired him, but, and was, good to be around him, but I didn't lessen myself or become insecure because it's him or ask for an autograph or a picture. Like, you don't have to do any of that. You just have to be you. You should be enough. You should have enough confidence in your life and your swagger and your intelligence and your well-being that you don't have to be more. And the problem I have is I know people. Some I consider friends that have a knack of trying to hang out with people, like I said, have less than them, so they can feel the limelight because they're lacking the attention and feeling that they need. And that's sad. They should find a way, because these are the same people that when they're around somebody, like, oh, they only got that because of that. Oh, I wonder how they made that money. Oh, they only lost weight because they do drugs. Oh, they probably, all these things. She only looks like that. She probably cheats. Oh, he looks like a slime. Like, those are the insecure people that just hate on success, hate on knowledge, hate on beauty. You shouldn't. You should embrace it. You should envy it in a good way, not a bad way. Like, yeah, like, I want to get to that point. I want to surround myself with that. I go back to like coaching a football team or coaching a baseball team. I used to coach my girl's softball team. And I always used to tell Mackenzie's my 19-year-old now at Alabama. She was really, really good at softball, but she was born on December 31st, which means she always had to play up. The way softball works is the cutoff is December 31st. So she was always the youngest kid on the team, no matter what. It sucked. Like, she never played with kids her age. It was always kids a year or two older than her. It just was horrible. So when she was on those teams, it was hard because at the beginning of her softball career, she was always at the bottom of the roster. You never want to be at the bottom of the roster. You don't want to be the only person, right? At the lowest part of the totem pole of your friend group all the time. I mean, there's got to be somebody, but you got to look at it. What you can't dynamically say, what do you make? What do you make? Like, I don't give a shit. Like, I always talk about my book. I got friends that make 50 grand a year. I got friends that make 150 grand a year. I got friends that make 500 grand a year. I got friends that make 10 million a year. I got friends that are billionaires. Like, it doesn't fucking matter, right? I treat them all the same. They treat me all the same. It doesn't even matter. But my point is my relationship with the person who makes 50,000 a year, 150,000 a year, I still have a great relationship with them, but my conversations might be a little bit different than the guy who makes, 10 million a year or a billion a year. I'm like, fuck, tell me about this, right? So you've got to be able to navigate that and be competent enough to do that. But I go back to the softball. The problem with her is she'd be at the bottom of the roster all the time. She'd never be good enough to start. She'd be coming off the bench at the beginning until she got good enough. And so when I would take her out and put her in a pay-to-play league, and if you don't know what that means kind of where you pay and your kids get to play, right? I would put her in that in the off-season from travel ball so she can dominate, because there went by grade. It didn't go by birth date. So she'd be one of the better kids. So I'd have a pay-to-play league, and she would be one of the better players. She'd be at the top. So it'd build confidence. Because what happens is when you're at the top of the food chain, or you're at the top of your friend group, or you're at the top of your business, or wherever you are. Bam, Jason Waller here from the Bam Podcast. That's Business and Money Podcast. And I have my new coaching out called Business and Mindset Coaching. That's correct. Where I take my experience and my knowledge, which I have got a long sheet of it, building four companies over nine figures, the last one worth $1 billion, seven times CEO and Entrepreneur of the Year. I've been on a TED Talk. I've got a best-selling book. I've raised capital. I've employed thousands. I've done over $1 billion in sales. I got you. And I started from the ground up. No college education. I'm talking bootstrap with hard work and learning how to build a business. I want to help you do that. Today, you need to invest in yourself and your business. There's nothing better than self-improvement. But I'm not here just to give you the hoorah. I'm here to give you the hoorah and the how-to. I'm here to give you the let's go and the kick ass. So make sure you join my BAM coaching now so you can elevate and change your life. Bam! You build confidence, but you don't want it to turn to arrogance, but you want to build confidence. And the way you prevent that confidence from turning to arrogance is you got to be humbled somewhere else, right? So that's where you got to be around people who have a little bit more than you, a little better than you, have better situation than you, because then you're a little bit more humbled and go, oh, I like that. I want to learn from this and get that. Like, that's how you get better and grow. So then when Kinsey would get on the travel team, she'd be at the bottom. So she'd be at the top, then she'd be at the bottom. And the goal is this continued until eventually I didn't have to put her in the pay to league, and she was in the middle. So then we'd have a base softball team where she would be 14 and kids would be 15 and 16 on her team, but she'd be the fourth best player on the team. Well, that works. Why? Because she has kids behind her that she's outperforming. So she's building what? She's building confidence. But she has kids in front of her who are doing better than her. And that's doing what? That's keeping her humble so she doesn't become arrogant. Right? I always want to be number one, but if I sit at number one and I'm not challenged, I'm going to get arrogant. I have to lose sometimes. I have to be defeated sometimes in order to be humbled and not be arrogant, to be confident. So you want to win and have momentum to build confidence, but you also want to be humbled so you can prevent the confidence from turning to arrogance. And being humbled can happen in many different forms. It can happen from losing. It could happen from struggles. It could happen from just different forms, right? Hanging around different people. Like, you could be at the top, run your business, do all this, be the best salesperson, but then you're hanging out with somebody in different industries making twice what you're making. You're like, holy shit, you're a little humbled, right? Nobody can bullshit me. You go into a building, that's what people look at. It's unfortunate. Now all people care about is fucking likes. Chris Rock said it best. Like, that's all they care about. It's sad that this world is that, but that's what it is. So they also care about money and status and all that. It's the fucking world we live in. You're just gonna have to embrace it. My point to that is when you're around people who have a different status than you, or in your opinion, a better status than you, that will humble you from being arrogant. But you also need to be around people that are equal to you and less than you so you can have that confidence. But you got to not twist that confidence to arrogance and treat people like shit. There is a fine line and a difference. Confident. I feel really good. I'm proud of myself. I'm good. I can keep this conversation with anybody. I walk into the room. I try to own the room. I'm a cool motherfucker. I'm going to high five this. I'm smart. I'm one of the better people here. High five. I feel confident. Arrogance. Yeah, fuck that guy. I'm better than that guy. Fucking loser. I'm better than that guy. I ain't talking to that person. Fuck that. I'm this. That's arrogant. They're different. Confidence. Hey, man, what's up? Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I'm doing good. What's up, baby? Like, I'm ready to kick its ass. You ready? Yeah, let's go. Arrogant. Fuck it. Don't fucking talk to me. There's a difference. You have to choose to be confident. There is a fine line. Trust me. I ride it. Sometimes I cross the line. I'm fucking arrogant. I'm like, fuck, I don't want to be arrogant. Let me get back to just being confident. Now, I just want to be as confident as possible. If somebody could talk about me and they go, dude, that's the most confident son of a bitch I've ever met, then I did my job. Because confidence builds, you know, exuberates success. It exuberates enthusiasm and energy, and people will follow. Like, you just want to be around a confident person. I mean, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you're going to be a successful person in life, or you're going to be a leader of your family, you got to believe in yourself. You got to be confident in yourself. Otherwise, nobody's going to believe in you. Your family's not going to believe in you. Your business isn't going to believe in you. Your peers aren't going to believe in you. Your employees aren't going to believe in you. They're just not going to believe in you because you're not confident. You're insecure. So they're going to doubt you because you're doubting yourself. So you can't doubt yourself, because if you believe in yourself, then they'll believe in you and they'll follow you. And that's the key to confidence. That's how that works. It's all about confidence. Arrogance is treating people like shit and exploiting your success. That's arrogant and that's horseshit. You shouldn't do that. Confidence, believing in yourself, getting people to believe in you, let them follow you. That is confident. Do not fold under pressure. Make sure you stay cool, calm, and collected when things are tough. Make sure you keep control. Make sure that they know that you have not lost any credibility or belief in yourself, and they will follow you to the depths of hell. That's how great generals have won wars. That's how great presidents have ran the country. That's how great CEOs have built their businesses. They stay confident. They stay cool. They stay collected. They stay focused. They don't get out of their realm. They know what to do every single time. There is no hold back. There is no, okay, broken, and they show defeat. Because the moment you do that, when you're a leader in your family, or you're a leader in your business, or you're a leader in your church, or you're a leader in the military, people will not follow you. They will not believe in you. Why was Jesus so great? Because everybody believed him, because he was confident and knew what he was saying. Nobody could steer him a different way. He didn't act better than everybody else. He acted confident in what he knew. He acted confident in what he would share. And I'm not one to sit here and preach about God all the time, but those are facts. Like, that's how that worked. That's how that worked. So you have to challenge yourself every day to not break the line of confidence to arrogance. But I am asking, I am please asking you, by all means, to be as confident as you can be. To believe in yourself more than anybody else can believe in you. Because the more you believe in yourself, the more people will believe in you. Don't look for everybody's approval or acceptance. Manifest things in front of you to happen. Great things. Manifest it. Talk about it. Believe it. It can happen. I promise. I'm living proof. It can happen. But you got to want it bad enough, and you got to be confident and believe it bad enough. You can't fake it till you make it. And people, I'm gonna fake it till I make it. No, you can act as if you're the baddest motherfucker. Act as if you're the coolest. I get it. You can act as if, but you can't fake it till you make it. You're going to have to eventually execute and provide some results. And in order to do that, you need to make sure that you're staying on the confident side, not the insecure side, because that side is weak. You know, if you're listening to the show and you're like, I can't get anybody to date me and I'm this and I'm that. Well, first problem is you're already bitching about nobody dating you and you're bitching about what you are. How about focus on what you are great, not what you are bad, and be like, dude, I'm a good motherfucker. I'm nice to people. I make money. I do this. I do that. Like, blah, blah, blah. And you start believing in yourself. And guess what? Girls will be like, damn, this dude, I like this motherfucker. He loves himself. Like, I want to love him. People will not love you if you don't love yourself. People will not follow you if you don't believe in yourself. People will not believe and aspire and want to help you if you can't do that to yourself. You've got to do it to yourself. Make sure when you walk into a room, you own it. You own that motherfucker when you walk into a room. Make sure when you walk into a negotiation, you own it. You're going to go in there and, like, you play cards. I play poker. Am I going to go in there and be like, think about this in poker? I'm nervous to bet. If I show fear, and I'm not faking it, because it's different in poker, you can fake it. And I'm scared. Like, if I'm playing you at poker and you're scared and you're nervous to bet, and that's like your real thing, like, motherfucker, I'm going to put you all in every time and take your money. Every time. I'm going to put you all in and take your money because you're insecure of your hand. You think your hand is bullshit. I play my fucking hand like I got pocket bullets, pocket aces every fucking time. I could have seven deuces off suited. And if for some reason I got on the flop cheap, I'm going to fucking pretend I've got the fucking nuts, dude, every time. Now, if I ain't got nothing and the bet comes through, I'll fold. But if I'm going to bluff, I'm going to ride that train, motherfucker, you ain't going to see a weakness in my eyes. You're going to see fucking conviction of I have got this shit. This is mine. I flop the nuts, dude. I got a full house flopping. I ain't got to say it. I'm just going to show it on my face because then they're like, shit, this guy's probably got something. I fold. All about confidence, dude. That's not arrogance. Arrogance be like, fuck you. I'm better than you. Like, that's arrogant. You don't need to be that way. Just confident. I tell my kids all the time, you got to have confidence. You got to believe in yourself. When they start, oh, I did this wrong. I hate that. Like, no. I was coaching the kids football the other time. A couple of kids were making mistakes, and then they break their confidence, and they're down, and they're like, oh, I suck, coach. And I can't save them in a game in practice. I can pick them up. I can say, hey, listen, let's work on this. Mentally, you got to be tougher. You got to believe in yourself. You're never going to make a good play if you don't think you can make a good play. You have to manifest it. You have to believe it. Then it happens. You have to move on to the next play, not stay in the bad play. You got to move on. You got to move on. In a game, I ain't got time for that shit. I'm coaching, I'm doing this, and the kid starts breaking down, shoulders down, he's negative. Guess what I'm doing? I'm like, dude, you got to sit on the bench. Why? Because you're not even believing in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, am I going to believe in you? Is your team going to believe in you? They're not. So sit on the fucking the bench until you can figure out that you're confident enough to come out here and make a difference in this game. Then come grab me and I'll put you back in. But until then, if you're not believing in yourself, I can't put you in the game. I say that to kids. I coach just that way. That's what I believe. That's who I am. I'm coaching football. We're going through the practices, right? And kids are dropping the ball. Like, I'm like, all right, kids drop balls. Fine. Well, all of a sudden, kids are dropping the balls too much. So I make a comment out there. You drop the ball, you got to run laps. All of a sudden, kids are catching it. And then a kid drops it. All right, run a lap. Then that same kid comes in, drops it again, run a lap. And then he's like, I can't catch the ball. And I said, dude, I'm going to have you run a lap the entire practice if you don't catch the ball. So you better start believing you can catch the ball. You're going to continue to run laps. And what does he do? Finally started catching the ball, didn't drop a ball the rest of the practice. It's here, guys. It's all here. It's all mindset. Mindset comes from confidence. It's all here. You have to believe it. You have to see it. You have to want it. You have to put the work in to get it. It's not going to be given to you. There is no cheat fucking code. Okay, so challenge yourself right now to be as confident as possible. It's a fine line between arrogance and confidence. Get as close to the line as possible, but don't cross it. That's what I've got for you. Thank you for following the show. Top 5 podcast, baby. Bam!